I keep you on fire, you're going to fucking burn and then be dust.
But how they gonna smell it? It's embalming fluid. That's different. The embalming fluid is gonna blow up.
Guess what? You take it in the middle of the motherfucking woods and do it. Or the field. You
gotta take the body out. How you take the body out of the house?
Put it in the motherfucking trunk. If they already sitting, they can fit in the trunk because they not straight.
So how you gonna put the body out the house is my question.
Put it in a bag. Cover it. Put a blanket around and shit. They don't know what the fuck you moving. You could be moving a chair for all they know.
You going to
jail. As long as it's not going to jail.
You know how people did it to real bodies and went to jail?
No, how you know they did it to real bodies?
Because they got caught.
That's because they killed them and tried to burn them alive. We ain't talking about killing people. This is if your loved one dies and you want to stuff them and put them in the living room for about 6 months. And then they start to, you know what I'm saying, rot away and shit. Yes, take it in the middle of some shit and burn it.
That's so disrespectful to the body.
Who's that?
That's their body. That's their body.
How they gonna tell you no?
Karen. Okay, imagine this. Imagine you dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped you, right?
I don't know you did that.
I'm 80.
You did.
We owe the shit. I'm 80 years old, right?
I don't know you did that.
Right. But you don't know, but just think if you did know. Okay?
Right.
And I got you sitting on the porch. I had to move back down to North Carolina, and I'm all sad, like, Lord,
dude. I don't feel special that you actually stepped the nigga.
But you in North Carolina, though, so it's hot. And I got lit when I left you outside.
Oh my god! Unless I'm finna melt, it's not gonna happen. You're not gonna melt.
What if
you're gonna look weird because you dead?
What you gonna do?
You ever seen them dig up bodies from 100 years ago? It's all skeleton. That's why I said you could just stuff them, keep them about a couple months, and then burn it.
Sure. Just say your final goodbye to the body.
Listen.
It's just a reburn. I just don't know. I don't know.
You're not reburning. This is the first burn. The first time you just stuffed them.
Oh, yeah.
Now they rotten and you just need to just get rid of it. You ain't about to dig a fucking hole.
Not you need to get rid of it.
I'm just saying, man.
So you really don't give a fuck about the body after the soul has left the body?
They put bras and drawers on dead bodies. Who the fuck does that?
Wow. So if I rode your ass down the hill.
I'm dead. I don't know what you're doing. So you must believe when you die that your soul is just back on earth, but can't nobody see you.
Yeah, well.
So you just looking at what the fuck people doing for the rest of your life.
I feel like you see for a little bit.
And then do what?
You think you reborn? So when you're reborn, what happens? You're made anew.
Oh. When you die, that's just it.
You feel like that?
What do you remember before birth? That's what you're gonna know after. That's what you're gonna know when you die. Born. That's what I said before. I said pre-birth, not post. You don't even know being born. The only memory you could probably go far back on is when you were 2 years old. That's probably the farthest you can go back.
I can go back before that because I remember my mama was pregnant with my sister.
How many months apart are you and your sister?
18.
You're almost two.
Almost. You said I was two.
Still, same thing.
I won't. I remember when they had her because I remember my mama had her because I had a
conception. But it's bits and pieces, you don't know the whole time, like storyline of it. You just know bits and pieces.
I know I saw my daddy and I didn't see him for a minute.
Right, but you don't know about
now, no, I saw him again. Then I didn't see him again. Then I saw him again. Then I didn't see him again, but this time I knew where he was at.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, you know. No. You know how that goes. Yeah. Well, no, you don't.
No.
You know.
Hold on, wait. You're talking about daddy.
You don't know how this guy.
Yeah. Daddy was shit.
What they call it? Acon. Convict. Acon, young Jesus. If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block.
So you're saying yours was convict.
Okay.
Mine was just.
notch.
A hoe.
A hoe.
A hoe hoe motherfucking hoe.
A hoe hoe hoe. Mm-hmm. I was a hoe 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 too.
He wouldn't shit.
Ho ho ho. This is your senior senate.
That's why I was telling my siblings the other day. I said if he died, he had a life insurance. Hopefully his wife got life insurance on him. But if he died, he had a life insurance. Listen, $1,500 to burn this nigga.
You could take a loan out.
You know, taking no loan out. $1,500 to burn anything. I'm not paying $15,000 for a funeral.
I said a loan out for $1,500.
You need a loan for $1,500.
Sorry, swipe a call for that.
Right.
Here you go.
With the credit card, it. That's like $1,500.
All right. I'm dead.
You even gotta give him a nice urn.
Put him in a bottle. Here, I got some Acadia bottled water. What? You want Deer Park? I mean, I got some glasses in there. Y'all can have what?
You can be bougie and put them in a Fiji bottle.
Okay. Oh, the disrespect of the dead, child. Oh,
we just playing, Lord.
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't gonna do no. I couldn't do nobody out there. That is terrible.
It is.
Jesus.
There's nothing wrong with. I mean, it's weird to stuff a person, but yeah.
It was the night before Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was staring.
Not even your daddy. I'm stop.
He damn sure won't. Hell, sometimes he forgot to eat the cookies and drink the milk. Said I ain't eat the cookies and drink the milk.
Them shits is nasty. That's what you gotta tell the kids. Y'all fucked the cookies up. That's why. Let me stop.
One time he ate them all late and shit.
We put cookies and milk under the tree one time.
I always had cookies and milk.
You know who ate that shit? Yeah. I did.
What you mean, son?
We made cookies and milk because, you know, mom was trying to be, let's put cookies and milk under the tree for Christmas. Okay. Because, you know, I already don't believe in Santa Claus. As a child, I never did. So I'm like, cool, it's cookies and milk. I'm not going to say no to making cookies.
Right.
So she bought these Christmas tree cookies. And I think the other ones were shaped like, it might have been shaped like Santa Claus.
I think I want to make some chocolate chip cookies.
And we made them and put them under the tree. Everybody went to bed. My fat ass was like, I'm going to eat these cookies. Why the fuck would you leave them out under the motherfucking tree? Like, we got roaches in it, bitch.
Oh, y'all did. Y'all had roaches.
It wasn't bad.
You're right. We're like, you got some cut buddies, baby.
Every here and there, you got to
right,
kill splat. A roach. Right. I'm not leaving these cookies under the tree. It's your problem.
So who you think? What did they think?
I ate some of the cookies and mom ate the rest. You know, who the fuck else will eat the cookies? Can you say flowers, Santa Claus? Oh, well, he wasn't there. And Ty was mad as shit. I beat him to the cookies.
Ty, so, y'all, what? So that was the only time you left the cookies, but everybody was trying to eat the cookies.
No, they was just, I guess he wanted some cookies too. But I'm fat as hell. Listen, I've been fat my whole life. You can't beat me to some motherfucking food.
I used to get them 24 hours in my house.
This nigga was mad as shit. I ate his wings.
I would have been mad too, because they were mine.
Listen, you shouldn't have left him.
I'm dead.
You should have ate them bitches when you sat at the table. I'm leaving them on the stove. I'm eating.
Okay.
Hey. Damn, I was an asshole, fat ass kid. Damn.
Me too. My sister couldn't stand me, child. I swear to God, I ate it. Whatever it was in there, I like 24 hours. They thought I ate it the next day. Oh, he always eats something. Because if I didn't, it would go bad. I'm like, why let it go bad? It's mine. Okay, but why let it go bad?
Exactly.
I can eat it. Right. It's like food go bad. I know I'm gonna eat it because I know you're not gonna eat it.
Who the fuck is eating 3-day-old chicken?
It ain't gonna get 3 days. You got 24 hours.
Exactly. Eat that shit.
I eat it. Especially cheesecakes, everything. If I wanted it, I ate it the next day because I'm just
sure. You know how I got my ass whooped for eating all the, well, I didn't eat all the snack cakes. I ate majority of them.
Oh, I ate snacks. If you want me, it was my daddy.
You got our ass whooped.
He would come.
The fuck you eat all the snack cakes? Nigga, why not eat all the snack cakes?
Yeah, no, my daddy ate snacks like shit. So, mama ain't know who was eating. We go head to head.
Daddy wasn't there.
All right.
Take it to the fair.
Wasn't it Austin Powers?
Yes. Daddy wasn't there. I mean, he was, but he wasn't. Yeah. You get my drift.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I remember that. It was like shit. My anthem.
Daddy wasn't Oh my god.
Oh man. I wonder should I drive. We got some good bloopers. This is another test for me and the Keeks.
Me and the motherfucking P. What's up, ethnically? God damn it. I keep saying ethnically. Ethnically speaking, it's the motherfucking Keeks.
And this is Tony Pior in the house.
We're going to start it off with Christmas.
The holidays. The holidays.
Ain't nobody getting shit from me this year.
Well, you know, my money was a little bit funny, but, you know, I was able to scrape up some things and, you know, do a little something for, you know. I was able to do a little something. A little something. So, how was your week so far?
Week was cool. Ain't do shit.
Here's the thing. Don Isis can't drive, so he's out, you know. Slim is participating in Family Day. So, it's just me and the Keeks today, and we're going to keep y'all live. We're going to keep y'all lit and all that good shit. We in here taking shots. So it's one of those. If you remember back in the day when I did the live, which the lives are coming back. The lives will be back. But if you remember back in the days when I was doing the lives and I did the Grammy live when I got like lit and I drank that whole bottle of Avion on live. And I literally drank a whole bottle on live. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. But it was
two.
Was it two?
It was the wine.
Oh, the wine. Yes, too. I was drinking. I was going through. Oh my God. I was like killing out. If you remember the, oh my goodness, if they remember the live days when I was up there like putting the bottles down, that's what I was doing. So we're going to just segue into our first topic. There's so much that's going on right now. Definitely Christmas is this week. You guys will be hearing this of the week of Christmas. So Merry Christmas to those who merry with the Christmas.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah to those who Hanukkah the Hanukkah.
We might as well just say happy holidays.
And happy holidays, everybody. You know. So, I want to just jump right into this since we're talking about the holidays. And the biggest thing of the holidays is we always hear these three words. Ho, ho, ho. Right? So, Mr. Clifford T.I. Tip Harris has went on his podcast expeditiously and has expeditiously walked his ass back into the limelight with another controversial topic.
Time with your daughters is thought prevention.
So
why does it have to be that?
T.I. is alleging that if you are spending time with your daughter as a father, that those are called thought prevention hours, which means, in his logic, I'm understanding that
if you you spending time with your daughter, teaching her the game, teaching her to love herself, not settle for, you know, ain't shit niggas, blah, 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 which I agree with, yes. Teach your daughter the game and all that other stuff, but you don't have to call it thought prevention. Like, imagine telling your 12-year-old, you know, I'm spending time with you because, you know, this thought prevention. I don't want you to grow up to be a thought. What?
And she was like, okay, well, how would I grow up to be a thought? Because I'm, like, me personally, you know, we had a conversation. So I'm like on the fence with the situation of what he's saying, if I may say. Is that, you know, does that make sense?
Like, I agree with what he, like, yeah, spend time with your daughters, you know, give her the knowledge, blah, 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 that you need to give her.
Right.
But you don't have to call it thought prevention. That's my issue with it. Why do you have to call it thought prevention?
Well, let's clean it up. Let's see if we can get into it. Let's talk about it.
It's called fucking parenting.
Well, think about this. Majority of the thoughts, that the majority of the people who are considered a hoe, thoughts, are women who are, because right now he's saying thought prevention hours. He's basically sending this around a female. So the majority of the time is basically saying that those women are entertaining multiple men. Mm-hmm. And you go into the subject of psychology where they, you know, talk to multiple women and it's been determined that the reason that they have these multiple men in their life is because they didn't have the father figure there. They didn't have the love from their father. So they look for this love from other men.
And yeah, but that happens too. But it's women who had their dads in their life, and their dad did everything they were supposed to, and they still became a hoe. They still ended up being a stripper. They still ended up being a sex worker.
Well,
all that shit. So you can't really say not having a dad is going to lead to you being a thot. It's not true, because it's a lot of women who grew up with no fucking dad or an ancient father and didn't end up being a thot or any of those.
I mean, you're not a thot.
Exactly.
So I know a lot of women that daddies want shit. They not thotting about it. But I also know some women who daddies want shit and they are thotting about it. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes it is, I guess you could say it's the direct situation. Each situation is different.
Was it they looking for the love their father didn't give them?
Yeah.
From men?
Mm-hmm. Because some women do.
Yeah.
Some women just, if that man is giving her that attention that she needs right now, it's like, oh, that's my man. He's everything I need. This is everything I've been wanting. In reality, he's just filling the time and that void for you at that moment. Mm-hmm. Because it's one thing about a nigga that ain't shit. When it get cold, he's going to find him somewhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just point blank, period.
Yeah.
And it's always funny. You start seeing these relationships start popping up every damn where around holiday time.
Yeah, and then in the summer.
Back
at it.
Hot girl summer, city boy, city girl, you know, knees are strong in the summer because that piece of whatever he was.
Not knees are strong.
Hell. But my thing is, a lot of people miss those signs. They because they're so infatuated with having someone in the physical being to sex them up, feed their mentality. Like, that's I mean, like, let's just be honest, because you know that. You know bitches do shit. Like, mm-hmm. We can't keep calling bitches bitches because people can get offended.
You said it. Hey, like Kathleen said, I don't know your names. So.
Bitch. But my thing is, people do that. Like, you have men who are out here that are just longing for someone to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you just so happen to be that one to take care of them.
So why not talk? Because they always bringing up girls with daddy issues. There's a lot of niggas who moms was in their life. Well, I say niggas, men, who moms was in their life. And they ain't shit to women. So there's a lot of niggas with mommy issues, too. Just because she was there, don't mean she was there.
Well, let's talk about it.
Just because you got custody don't mean you were there for your kids.
I know a few that ain't shit to women. And their mother was in their life.
Right.
But I feel like it comes down to who that person is, young. Like, it's all about who that individual is and what they want out of life. Because a person, if they fucking love you and really want to be with you, they're not going to treat you like shit.
Right.
There's no such thing as, you know, they got to get, you know, get they got to run it out of them. It's no shit like that. If they really, really are down for you. Yeah, fuck the whole phase. When you want something, you want it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know you got a dummy, you know you got a dummy. You just want to do what the hell you want to do.
Exactly.
So, that's a difference. So, out of that whole conversation, I kind of agree and I kind of disagree because I feel like T.I. should shut the hell up with some of the stuff that he says because it's very sexist. Some stuff he says...
Yeah, like, I get the point behind it, but you don't have to call it thought prevention hours. And if you're trying to use that word to reach out to the men... to make them spend time with their daughters, like that's fucking stupid.
It's dumb as shit. Like,
if you gotta tell a man that to make him spend time with his daughter is thought prevention hours, and that makes him spend time with his daughter, you just a shitty. I just think you a shitty father. Over like, why does it have to be that? Why you can't just spend time with your daughter and give her the knowledge she needs to make it out here in this world? Why does it have to be thought prevention hours? It's more to this world than being a, like, you can teach your daughter other shit too.
If T.I.
That's stupid.
Going on his podcast telling these men that spending time with your daughter is thought prevention, it's going to prevent her from out here being a thought and possibly fucking one of your homeboys. that I'm here for it.
Hold on. You said what? Teaching your homeboys.
Make sure I said it right, because you know sometimes the words get mixed up. Let me say it again.
Because I might have mixed that up.
Hold on. I think you missed some things. I said if T.I. telling these niggas that spending time with your daughter is stop prevention,
so she don't fuck
one of your homeboys, is making these niggas spend time with their daughters, I'm all for it.
Yeah, Drew, but why is she fucking with his homeboys? Jesus Christ.
It's a thought. You know,
she gets her daddy's homeboys? Jesus Christ.
Thoughts. Don't give a damn. I know a thought who married her step-granddaddy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just
they
nasty.
Said it was a business deal, but...
That's nasty.
Allegedly. Let me not say that, because I...
Allegedly, yeah.
I don't need nobody trying to slide up with no lawsuit.
Your step-granddaddy. For one, if you marrying... Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
If you marrying your step-granddaddy, he didn't hit your grandma.
Ain't that nasty?
Now, you gonna go back and hit...
Man, you got your grandma juices in you. If that ain't some nasty shit.
That's that. Oh my God.
That's some nasty shit.
Oh my God.
This is ethically speaking, and Tiana took us into a whole nother world of thought prevention.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So let's talk about Skins.
Lord. That fucked up ass movie.
So there's a movie on Netflix, you guys. And it is called Skins, S-K-I-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how to... Well, I'm a person where you can tell me all about the damn movie before I go see it, and I'm going to still go see it and be so surprised and happy to see what you told me happened. Yes. And be like, oh my God, they said it was going to happen. This happened. That's me.
Right.
So it's a lady in there with a booty hole.
Her booty hole is on the face where the mouth is, and the mouth... is where the booty hole supposed to go.
And here's the thing I didn't understand, right? So there was an act of sexual assault in the movie.
In the movie, right.
Okay, so this is what I didn't understand. So the two guys decided that they were going to go and put their genitalia in her backside, which was her mouth.
Right.
And when he looked at it and saw it was a mouth, he got like excited and stuck his thing in there inside of a mouth. Now, y'all know with mouth, with my, what is it? Wait, what's your boy say? Proper English? So if it's mouth, make it plural, it's mouths.
Mouth.
He said moose.
Meese.
And meese. Well, anyways, he stuck his piece inside of her mouth because it was on the back side. Now, why did he put it in the front side where the booty hole was?
Because he's sick. That's sick.
That was sick.
That's sick. And then she bit it off.
And she bit his thing off, y'all, as she should have.
With the mouth that the was booty between hole. The cheeks. Right.
So, and that's another thing. He didn't even want the
my
pocket.
My thing is, this is what fucked me up, right?
What happened?
So the fact that she had the booty hole as the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they have to keep the hairs around? And then it was her birthday, and her dad brought her a cake with some candles on it. When she blew the candles out. She basically, her blow was a fart.
It was a whole fart.
Listen, that shit took me out.
I was sitting there, young. I was just so shocked. I could not believe it. I was like, what the fuck? That's all I kept saying was, what the fuck? If y'all had the opportunity, check it out.
But it's not for the faint of heart. If you're sensitive and don't like crazy, weird-ass movies, don't watch that movie.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a movie made here in America either, so...
No, I think it was made in Spain.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, it's a movie from Spain.
It's a lot going on in that movie.
Too goddamn much.
Yeah. And it's based around individuals who have a different... It's called... What does it say? Body...
Deformities.
Deformities, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how true it is for somebody to have an ass for a mouth.
Like, you know, the other girl, she had no eyes. The other girl had a facial droop.
Yeah, but that shit is normal.
After you have a stroke.
Right, but...
Or, it's another word.
It's something else.
I forgot what the medical term for that is. But half your face is drooping.
Basically. Yeah, that's what they said. The coronavirus.
Vaccine caused 4 people to get that facial droop. I forgot what the term
is. I forgot what it was too. I talked to my mother about it the other day, but I forgot. But that's too much. But if you get a chance, check it out. Check it out.
Smoke before you watch it.
Smoke, yeah. Now, if what you smoking ain't gonna last you no more than 10 minutes, I'm smoking. Because you gonna miss the movie.
Yes, hit a nice little Jane.
Get you some Jane, some Mary J.
Watch that shit, and you gonna be cracking the fuck up laughing. And also, looking like, what in the entire fuck am I watching?
And like, who came up with this shit? That's all I sit and think. Who came up with this shit? Right.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Right.
So, in pop culture, we'll go to pop culture real quick. In pop culture, Tyler Perry is 51 and single.
And a billionaire.
And a billionaire. It was so many home-cooked meals and savory cootie cats on that post after he posted that.
Hey, Tyler. Let me
stop. They was like, hey, I'm 49 and single. This is what it looks like. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, it don't make being in your 50s and single bad. But, I mean,
well, he was saying he's single, going through a midlife billionaire. Crisis.
I guess billionaires can go through that. I mean, they're human too, so. My midlife crisis, I'm gonna be traveling every motherfucking where. But I got $1 billion. Fuck, I need.
But what if he wanted 3 kids at this point?
Adopt. Or just find you some woman and. I mean, I don't know. I guess he want a family. He is a Christian man.
Yeah, you want him to be out here sticking and licking and.
No, you ain't got to. It's called.
Dicking and danking.
He a billionaire. You can come up with some contracts. Look, just had a baby. Give it to me. Go on.
But what if he want that? Like he wants
a family?
I feel like he wants that.
It's gonna be hard to find a family if you're a billionaire. I mean, a woman to marry and make a family with if you're a billionaire, because most women you meet are gonna just want you for your money. I mean, that's just how I look at it.
But
you're a billionaire, not a millionaire, not a thousandaire. You're a billionaire.
Most women. What we say about Tyler Perry? Because I would love for him to pick up the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not saying nothing negative about it.
Oh no, I know.
I'm just saying most women you're gonna meet as a billionaire are gonna. Someone's gonna want you for your money. Like, that's right. It.
But I feel like people, I think.
So it's gonna be hard for him to try to find a wife.
But
unless he finds him an Oprah.
Oprah ain't there, you know. No, he need a Stedman.
You're right.
That's what he needs, because he's the Oprah.
Right. No, but I'm saying him and Oprah combined.
See, what happened was he brought a baby into it.
Oh, they did get.
They had a baby.
Right.
See, Oprah ain't got it with some dogs. So at any point in time, Stedman can get the fuck and they ain't got to worry about nothing but splitting them dogs and he ain't getting the dogs.
Right.
That's dead. You ain't getting my dogs.
Because common law, ain't nobody finna recognize that shit in court no more.
Not no damn dogs, and it's Oprah Winfrey. It's Oprah Winfrey.
No, I'm saying common law is in, if you don't have to be married. I think it's 7 years after being together, you're entitled to the whole divorce situation.
So with Tyler Perry, unfortunately, it could have just, we don't know what this man got going on. We can't speculate. God bless him and his family. We wish him nothing but the best. But I did want to mention you guys that a 51-year-old Tyler Perry, mega billionaire, is now single. So that means he is on the market now. I don't know if he's on the market for a Hot Pocket. I don't know if he's on the market for a piece of sausage. But he is on the market. And there goes our endorsement. We'll be right back.
That's some shit.
That's why they call it back. Bomb ass pussy, have you used some dumb ass shit?
Yeah, true.
So let's move right ahead. Let's look. We're gonna segue on into our next topic, speaking about some bomb ass pussy. R&B singer, that sounds so nasty. We can't be saying that.
A bomb ass pussy?
Yes. Well, Cardi B got everybody saying, wow.
Well, hers is wet. I guess.
What's the difference between wet and bomb ass pussy?
They're both good, I guess. It's both good.
Everybody said they both gotta be good, okay? They made a movie about it in a song, okay? All right, so let's talk. R&B singer Anne Marie has been arrested in connection to a hotel shooting that sent a man who allegedly is her side piece, as well as a
childhood friend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shot his ass.
Yeah, shot. After getting shot in the head, so basically, cops in Atlanta say they got a call to the Intercontinental in Buckhead on December 1st, and they came up on the scene, and they seen that she was hysterical. She was screaming. She was crying. And said that he was in the center of the floor. He was laid in the floor with an exit wound in the left temple area.
Mm.
So
she shot this man.
No.
But they say she shot him, right? Because he got a girlfriend. But she had a boyfriend. But she was mad that he got a girlfriend.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where shit get crazy. Cops say they found two shell casings inside the hotel room and two projectiles. The report states there was also a bullet hole in the door jamb and another in the cabinet.
What the fuck? She was shooting at this nigga? And then she hit him finally?
So, like, me, two hit him. Two. Well, she shot two and one hit him.
One hit him.
Because it don't fall twice like that. It don't keep falling. Pop, pop. As of right now, allegedly, it's saying that the gun fell. From what we've been told, said that Anne-Marie told the officers that came on the scene the gun had fallen off the table and went off, striking him in the head. Now,
what?
Yeah, said that she was very hysterical. However, she did not produce any tears. Now, it was so funny. That should jump into this shit because it was mighty damn funny how everybody was like, what the hell he do? What he do? Exactly. What he do? But when Tory popped Megan in them damn knees, they was like, oh, no, no, no.
Cancel Tory. Cancel him. He's that's a domestic bitch. Abuse. He's not protecting black women.
Right, he's shooting them. He's like, we don't know the story.
But it's okay for a woman to shoot a man, and y'all excuses. Well, what the man do? To
first
get
thing that was said was, what did he do? What the hell you mean? What did he do? At what point? Now, if you ain't did nothing to nobody's child or their mother, daddy, sister, brother, that you know you need to get killed over, because there is some shit that you need to get killed over. Like, now, don't come to me talking crazy. There is some shit you need to get murked over. But you don't, somebody cheating on you.
Yeah, cheating doesn't, you shouldn't, even if they cheating, you shouldn't shoot them.
No, if you cheating on me, and you having an affair and I find about it.
That depends on who you doing it with.
No. Now, if it's
a stranger, you go ahead. I'm leaving. I'm getting fucked. But
if it's somebody I know, I'm whooping both y'all ass. Why not?
Whooping ass.
I'm whooping some ass.
I ain't getting physical with you niggas.
Why?
I'm shooting.
Why? See, why not? You pick up the gun. So now you going to jail. Now you going to jail.
No, I'm
not. Yes, you is. Because you already said it on live national podcast.
Who the fuck? No, that don't mean shit.
Well, I mean, if your spouse shoot on you, they end up dead. We know what happened.
Why would I kill him? You can shoot a person in the dick, and they can survive it.
You have to pull the dick up and shoot it.
No,
you now that's gonna be some painful shit. Now that's how you do torture. Pull that motherfucker up. Put the barrel of the gun to that motherfucker. And be like, I'm gonna ask you one more time.
Lorena Bobbitt 10.0.
Pop that mug. Think about that. Oh my god.
Or you could just point to it and shoot. You ain't gotta pull it out.
What if you miss?
You can hit his pelvis.
Why you wanna do that? You want to shoot the dick off, right?
It don't matter. I'm shooting him, but it ain't gonna be a kill shot. But
you don't know.
You gotta do a kill shot to shoot him.
How you know it's gonna be a kill shot? How you know? That's why I say whoop the
now
ass.
If you shoot him in the thigh, then yes, because that's the main vein right there.
So that's why I'm telling you to grab it, pull it up, shoot it.
What man is going to stand there, let you pull his dick out with the gun in your
hand? You already got a gun in your hand. Hell, he shook. At this point, he don't know what you're going to do. You got a gun. You pull that motherfucker up and you say, I ain't going to kill you, motherfucker. But I will stop you.
Oh, my God. You're going to get a personal vasectomy.
Like, I don't even know what that charge is going to be.
Assault.
Inflicting serious injury?
No, it's going to be assault. Assault with a deadly weapon.
Will it be simple assault? Is this a felony
first
assault?
Degree.
First degree?
It's going to be first degree assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it's assault. Look at
that, 15 years. That ain't bad. 15 years, you get out to see that motherfucker.
Shit, go in a self-defense state. Once you shoot him, just bang your shit up against the door.
Oh, now we going, there's a thin line. Now we about to bring Brandy into this shit.
You shoot him, just take your head, just hit it up against the door a couple times. Knock your shit up, scratch your face.
So
he was beating me.
He was beating me. But man, you shot his penis.
Cause he was beating me.
So how
what I'm supposed to do? He bigger than me. I can't whoop his ass.
I can't deal. So at this point, Anne-Marie, what do you think? Like,
well, if the story is true and she had a boyfriend already and he was a side nigga and she shot him because he got a girlfriend, that's stupid.
So at what point?
That's stupid. She's stupid.
Cause that's like, okay.
Why would you shoot your side nigga? He a side nigga for a reason. Like, he ain't the main. I see if the main.
But you
cheated.
See what they said? That was a childhood friend, so they could have been together back in the day. They could have just always had these feelings for each other.
But if you have a boyfriend and you mess with him on the side, for one, you ain't shit because you're cheating on your boyfriend. And if y'all really wanted to be together, break up with your fucking boyfriend and be with this nigga. The fuck y'all being children for and sneaking and shit?
It may be more funner.
But then when he do what the fuck he want to do, you shoot him. Nah, that's bullshit.
That was just how the cars fail.
That's bullshit. So just imagine a dude did that. His side broad got his motherfucking Tory boyfriend, and I mean, you know what the fuck I mean.
Shit. I know what you're saying, but
Tory, how you know what the reason Tory shot him?
Everybody know Tory and Megan was fucking around ever since they.
No, I'm talking about their situation ain't Anne-Marie. If how people are saying what Anne-Marie is, there was no side. Oh, this best friend. Oh shit. But if that's the case, Meg should have shot him or the best friend, not Tory shooting her.
That's the thing. How we know? Meg wasn't the one who pulled the gun.
Oh, the best friend could have did. And Tory took the rap.
We don't know who shot Megan. They're saying Tory shot Megan. Tory said, I did not shoot you. How can I shoot you? They even said there was no.
But Meg said, you shot me. So Meg said that he shot her.
Mm-hmm. Tina said, I beat her. She put it in a movie. What did we do? We said, okay. He did it. It took him a minute to say he did it. And he finally admitted it. So now, do you think this is going to be a situation of OJ Simpson? If I
would have killed her, it's like, how I would have did it. Like, if I did kill her, I'd have did it this
way. I would have did it
but
this
I
way.
Didn't do it. But if I did it.
If I would have shot, if I shot Megan, this is how I would have shot her. Yo, we're not making a joke about it. Get out your panties. It's a good time. But like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you...
It's just a double standard. Point? You mad at Tory for shooting her, but you ain't mad at Anne-Marie for shooting a nigga in the head. What? Some people are mad at her, but you know, people are like...
The people that are smart.
Mm-hmm. Then people like, well, he shouldn't have got a girlfriend. I mean, he was a side nigga.
He was a side nigga. He won't main.
Why the fuck would he not get a girlfriend?
What, the side... Okay, so it's a side nigga or side girl. Supposed to be loyal to you and you only?
No.
Is there rule?
You not being loyal to your main. Why the fuck would your side be loyal to you?
But are they rule? Are there rules to being side pieces?
It depends on what y'all agree to.
So you got to go into an agreement on the side piece situation.
Because if I'm just fucking you on the side, I don't give a fuck what you're doing on your. I mean, I wouldn't be doing that because, you know, I don't believe in cheating. But.
Right. That shit is boring. You know how much work you gotta do to do that? So here's my thing. At the end of the day, Anne-Marie, girl, you going to jail.
You going to jail now?
You going to jail because you shot this man. And this man is gonna tell them that you shot him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If he live, he is going to tell them that you shot him. You shot him out. G, you shot him because you shot this gun
that
twice.
That crazy bitch shot me.
Right. Y'all said that I ain't do shit. Like, what? So, we're going to see what happens with that, as well as we're going to see what happens with the Tory Lane and Megan Thee Stallion situation, because, child, her little friend and dropped the diss tape. Have you heard it?
Oh, the diss track, yeah.
Yes. Did you hear the diss track between Sukihana and Cupcake?
I don't even know who they are.
Okay, well, we ain't even going to get into it. If you don't know. So, we're going to talk about the whole situation with Meek Mill's the other week giving back. And how them little Negroes was appreciative.
Get a little $20.
Yeah, so Meek Mill's. All right, so you guys, if you live in a metropolitan area, then you know about the Water Boys. You know about the Water Boys. The Water Boys are the hustlers of the Red Light District, okay? If you pull up to the Red Light, the Water Boy is going to hustle your ass. He's worse than the Bean Pie Man, because the Bean Pie Man be out there with his newspaper and the Bean Pie.
That's the Muslims.
Yeah,
they trying to make that money.
Well, yeah. So, you competing with a reed and a, you know, glass of water. So, you know, normally the little bottles of water is $20, I mean, $1. You know, you give them $1, they give you one, you know, or they give you two for $2. You know, they be awesome little hood shit, you know, whatever. So Meek Mills pulls up to the guys, and he hands the guys a 20, and they're like, oh, Meek, you know, it's four of us, four or five of them. Hell, maybe it was seven of them. I don't know. It was like, can we get some more? We got to split this. And they're like, they're going to give me that. And the dude in the truck was like, hey, nah, bro, y'all going to have to share that. Like, what the hell you mean, right? So me being an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur, you know. I was thinking about when I used to go and buy candy and shit at the state fairgrounds. Like, I go with my dad or some shit like that. He go buy some, like, chemicals and shit. So, I would buy the little candy, and I just knew that I needed to make the money back to cover the cost of what I just purchased. Now, this was before I came across the 10 Crack Commandments. Okay, so I was trying to make back what I ate. So I would always charge double for whatever the price I was selling it for. So if it was like $1 piece of candy, I was selling it for $2. And like the people I was selling to was like really my uncles and the people who came back there in the hole or whatever. I catch them. What's up? You want to buy some candy? Here, give me $2. You can have this piece of candy. Right. And they look at me like, no. And I'm like, yes.
This nigga selling Snickers for $2.
You could buy this candy. Because I was putting them into the future. They didn't know that in the future they were going to be paying $1.89 for a piece of chocolate. Am I lying?
I'm no good.
It's $1.89. That's $2. You could have just gave it to me.
Where the fuck is it $1.89 for a motherfucking Hershey?
Huh. You go find one.
In the grocery store, yeah, them bitches is 97 cents now. They done lost their fucking mind.
Well, I paid $1.89. Mm-hmm. I don't buy them much.
Oh, shit.
I get the king size. You ain't getting
$1.89. Yeah, because the king size costs over $1.
Bro, you're supposed to get the king size. That's what I was selling, king size.
Oh.
Everything king size. Everything big over here, baby.
But no, he ain't had to give them kids $20.
At all.
He had to give them $20. He stopped it like Slim said, well, me and him were talking about it. It's no different from when the dope boys pull up and buy the kids something from the ice cream truck or hand out dollars to everybody. What the fuck? There's like $14 nigga done gave out and he think he doing something. The kids think he doing something. The kids just greedy. Yeah. He had to give you $20.
No.
And then some people saying he should have just kept the money if he wasn't going to give them. How are you going to count somebody else's pocket? And how are you going to regulate what they should be giving to people when they pull up to the hood or whatever the fuck they doing?
Right, because did you get a little motherfuckers in it? Because I ride right past the Water Boys some days. Some days I might hand him $5 if I have it. I only did it twice. Mm. Yes.
He ain't had to give him a
goddamn. He had to give him shit.
He ain't even had to stop. And say hi.
No, he had to stop because it was a red light.
Oh, they came up to the car.
They the Water Boys.
Oh, shit.
You ain't never been attacked by the Water Boys.
In front of the Smithsonian and shit. Well, yeah, no, the boys in the
no.
hood.
No, let me ask you, no. Know, have you been attacked by the ones over there on Silver Hill by the damn Chick-fil-A? Or the ones on Central Avenue?
Oh, they be out there.
Oh, they be out there. The one on over there by Chick-fil-A on Silver Hill, baby. They's out there. It's the same one. I done seen him store his locks. His locks is longer now. Hell, he about look like he about 19 now. He done grew up. Yeah.
Oh, them coming up to you and saying like bad as water.
Well, they don't do that no more over there. But they was like that when I first went through there. Mm. Water? Did I see you? That look like I want water.
This is you notice. I don't pay them no attention.
They ain't as bad as the ones in Baltimore who come and beat on your window.
Oh. pay no attention.
No, you ain't. Have you ever been to Baltimore when they beat on the windows and
yeah,
shit?
No, I don't go to Baltimore.
Me either.
I go to there for what? I don't know nobody.
God bless Baltimore. We're gonna put a prayer up for Baltimore because it's such a beautiful city.
Yeah, they just need the Lord.
The wrath of Jesus.
Fucking violence going on. Them other cities are all in fucking violence.
It's a mess. So, at the end of the day, what should have happened was the little kids need to understand how to do money, right? So, Meek just gave y'all $20. He just gave y'all $20 for probably 3 bottles of water that y'all selling for $1. And y'all asking this man for more money. See, this is how you know they don't know how to make money. They got that broke mindset.
That's because they wanted $20
a piece. What you going to do with the $20 a piece? Is any of y'all going to put some more damn waters out here in the cooler? Anybody buying ice? No. What y'all, how y'all, because that's what the $20 could have been used for. The $20 that Meek gave them, ice, waters, Gatorades. Because y'all steal a majority of the shit. We ain't done. Are you, these people, yeah, they go there, steal the shit, run out the store with it. They run like shit with them bottles of cases.
You're running out the store with a case of water. I'm trying to picture this shit. Nigga got the 40 pack of water in his hands.
Shit, no, they still in the
running. What the fuck? Oh, the small eight pack.
It's multiple of them. Listen. Before we're going to get an 8-pack.
Lost your fucking mind.
Look,
he's my man. Pack of water.
Yeah, I'm dead ass. They go in there, they see that shit at Walgreens. Oh, I won't stop them. Hell no. Hell no.
Walgreens ain't paying you to stop them from stealing.
Hey, they were stealing. Shit, hit the little button on the motherfuckers. I'm not getting ready to chase on you because for what? You gonna replace me for them 32 bottles of water. They still shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, they should have just known how to do the money. They don't know how to do the money. Meek Mill, we love you over here, ethically speaking. Don't worry about the motherfuckers hating. You did what you had to do. You supported the little hood. They just don't know how to flip the money.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. So the last thing before we go is the book on, what is it, Gay BCs?
The Gay BCs.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the book?
I saw some of them.
Some of them?
Mm-hmm. Some of the pages that was posted. I think it was like L is for lesbian. That means I like, you know, a girl likes another girl or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And I got the non-binary. It was just the binary, non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't want to identify as nothing. Yeah. Just want to be them.
Yeah.
They. Something like that.
Them, they, and this, I think.
Not this.
I mean, them, they, and them.
Them. Yeah, you said them. Them and they.
Them, they.
That's it.
Okay, them, they.
Them, they.
Okay. Well, I felt like the book, I really didn't see much wrong with the book. I felt like the book was showing kids that it's okay to not judge these people. It was just showing a different world. Like, these are people.
It wasn't teaching them not to judge. It was telling them what it was. So B is bisexual. That means I like both boy and girl.
But
T is for transgender. That means I'm a girl, but I want to identify as a boy and vice versa.
Well, I actually have
L is for lesbian. This is what lesbian means.
But I just felt like, how do you feel about the book?
I mean, they shouldn't have made it for 4-year-olds, but...
But half of the damn time, 4-year-olds...
4-year-olds don't know what the fuck a transgender is. They don't give a shit what a transgender is. I mean, well, how many 4-year-old transgenders you know?
Huh?
Exactly. How many transgender kids is 4 that you know about?
None, unless the parents did it.
Right. Kids say they want to... And the parents who listen to the kids at 4... If you tell me you want to be a boy at 4 or a girl at 4, I'm not gonna... I'm just... No. No, I'm not going to acknowledge that.
At four,
I'm not going to be like, okay, you want to be a boy or a girl now? Okay, cool. Let's. This is what you know. You don't know what the fuck. There's kids out here who want to be a fucking T-Rex at 4 years old.
Well, sometimes you got to let them run around and roar. Don't
be a goddamn lion. Right.
So, what is your name, little T-Rex? I totally understand.
You know, kids at 4 don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, they don't. But I think it's not teaching hate, and that's what I like about the book. It's teaching love.
You can make a book about not hating the next person because of who they want to be. You don't have to do it. The gay BCs, G is for this, B is for this, L is for this, H is for this, J is for, you know what I'm saying? Bringing up all sexualities to children. Uh-huh. Children don't give a shit about sexualities at 4 years old.
And of course,
these motherfuckers don't even know how to write their goddamn name perfect yet at 4 years old. You think they give a shit about a book about lesbians and transgenders and shit?
Well, you know, if the parents are part of the community, this is a book that they can let their children read. It's a book that they can teach their kids because that is going to be a part of their life.
Yeah, you can teach them not to hate, but you should be teaching that without the book too.
No, this is going to be a part of their life because at this point, if you are a person of the LGBTQ community, majority of the time, you are going to be in a different sex, different, you know, there's going to be something
I'm just saying, as a parent, you should be teaching them not to fucking hate people for who they are. Like, that's just the overall situation. Why are you teaching your child to hate people for what they want to do?
Right.
If this person want to have sex with or be with or do this to themselves, that let them do that. They got shit to do with you.
Not a motherfucking child. I mean, People
mad because gay marriage is getting legalized. What the fuck they got to do with you? Nothing.
Like, literally nothing.
He's a transgender. What they got to do with you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Why do you give a shit? Now, if someone is in your child's face like, hey, I'm a so-and-so with this between my legs. Yes, what the fuck are you telling my child was between your legs?
Right. Like, they don't need to know that. I don't even need to know that.
Right.
What I need you to do is get the fuck up. Okay? Like, you know, because we're going to have issues. Like, you might as well fight me.
You know.
45 or not.
Because they said they throw in the sexual stuff in children's faces in cartoons. They've been throwing sexual shit in cartoons.
We just didn't understand
years.
It.
Years.
We were just wet behind just, the ears.
You know, straight people doing it. Now it's everyone doing it.
Yeah. But like SpongeBob and Patrick were married with a whole damn shell as a baby.
I fucking hate you.
You don't remember the episode? Like SpongeBob he was in full drag.
Well, people would say about Sesame Street, was it Ernie and Bert?
Well, I don't
they say those were
they were like gay couples.
They were gay couples.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything about that. Like,
they didn't, but
attention to that shit.
Cat Dog. Come on now, Cat Dog. Y'all remember Cat Dog? Come on. Let's just be honest.
What the fuck?
I mean, what?
So what is Cat Dog?
You tell me.
Other than an animal.
A Cat Dog. It's a dog and a cat together.
But what it got to do with it?
It's a hermaphrodite. And who was always the smartest one? Exactly. So it was always trying to let us know that the woman is smarter than the man. The cat leads with his brain. The dog led with what? Nothing. Only thing he did was slobber and want to have a good time.
Oh my God.
Am I right or wrong? Correct me.
I mean, I'm not saying if
I say something that is not right, please check me.
I ain't saying nothing.
So.
But that's hilarious.
Don't make me go to Rugrats. Okay?
What are you talking about? The twins' parents?
Let's just start there. Okay?
She was very aggressive.
She masculine. Was. That was. I feel like that she was a trans and he was trans.
Okay, no. I just think she was the more dominant person in the relationship.
I jumped out there, didn't I?
You did. What Lord have mercy. Bro,
but yes, she was definitely more.
She was just a dominant. Yeah, he was the submissive
very
husband,
much so.
And she was dominant than the motherfucker.
But even with Stu and Dee Dee, because I'm thinking, who are you talking about? Are you talking about Stu and Dee Dee, or are you talking
about the twins'
mom? Yeah,
right. She was very
the pickles. Dee Dee was very, she was dominant. She tried to let Stu lead, but he couldn't.
Yeah, but him coming up with stupid inventions and shit, but I mean.
Sure, oh, brother. Yeah, like man, all of that stuff.
He could say this train.
Well, you know, I jumped out there with that brother. I was going to make it work because I was going to say, you know, Stu, you know, was very supportive of his brother. He never said anything. We never saw her pregnant. They just popped up with the kids. I was going to go there.
Oh, my God.
You know, Chucky. You know, as I got older, you remember Deal and Phil? You know, Chucky. Who was Chucky? Chucky is Chucky. That's the twin brother.
No, Chucky is the ginger kid. The red-haired kid.
Yes, that's...
That's not his mother. I forgot the twins' mama name. She was a very, she was an aggressive
masculine. It's Chucky.
No, that's not her kid.
Chucky is his kid.
Phil and Lil.
No.
Was the
that's
the
Chucky's stepmother.
No, it's yes, not.
That's Chucky's little
Chucky's
baby.
Stepmother was when his dad went to Paris, and that's when
sure
Kiki
got the Asian one.
That's when Kimmy yeah, came in the picture.
Kiki, yeah. All right, well, fuck it. It won't Chucky.
It wasn't Chucky. It was Phil and Lil. The twin.
That was the twin. Them some nasty ass little children, weren't they? Oh, they want some nasty ass little children.
No, it was just Phil who was a
no, it
mud
was
monster.
Monster. She,
yeah,
she,
well, yeah, she
they
was.
They were nasty too.
Right? Eating worms
them
and
three
shit.
Damn teeth eating worms. Oh, child Jesus. But all that shit was nasty and gay.
I was the gayest babies.
No, I'm talking about
the band.
No, I'm just talking about like all the stuff we just talked about. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
they were. It, and that was the babies was nasty. They didn't mean to say nasty and gay together. Like yeah, that's not what I mean. You know that shit was nasty.
Well, none of the babies, mud. Kids yeah. being kids. Kids was, are always yeah, playing in mud, rolling around in sand.
Yeah, we never.
And shit. Yeah, well, I'm saying some kids do.
Nasty.
Ethnic kids didn't do that.
They got a little some that do that shit. You
yeah,
know,
they do some, but no.
Okay.
Basically, like, you knew who that kid was.
That was nasty.
Who had who came to school with the fucking one in my elementary school? He came to school with ringworms. A couple boys did. I was like, bruh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
What the fuck?
It was just one little boy. He was just who he would smell so bad. He was so musty. Jesus, I gave him some Tussie one time.
You gave him some what?
Some Tussie, child.
So fuck you had Tussie for.
Well, because I use Tussie.
You know how old Tussie. That shit is?
Girl, listen, my aunt called me the other
listen,
day.
Listen,
there's like,
a lot of kids out there who don't know what Tussie. I mentioned that when I went to the bar one time, I think I told y'all this. I went to the bar one time.
And somebody was smelling like that shit. Yeah.
And somebody was in there smelling like Tussie. And I posted that shit on Facebook that it's a nigga in the bar that smell like Tussie. And about 10 people commented on my status and said, what the fuck is Tussie?
I'm like, that's that good smelling
deodorant. It's an old ass deodorant. You can dip, it's like some cream.
My aunt, yes, my aunt found some the other day.
My great grandmama had this shit.
Well, they still make it, and
well,
I
yeah, there's so. Nobody has it. Everyone gets the roll on deodorant or the spray.
I'll use a motherfucking Tussie. Play with me, think I will. I sure will.
If I see you in a motherfucking store, buy
let
Tussie.
Me find some at a store. I'll bet you I'll buy me some, and I'll bet you will smell it on me in the summer when it's running down my arms. I'll be like, girl.
Now, how about with some motherfucking Tussie under your arms, nigga?
You know, you can't even believe out the house y'all let that shit sit. That shit sit.
For what? You gotta rub this. You gotta fucking dip your
oh,
head.
Oh, wait, we're running out of time. Wait, we gotta go. We gotta go. Baby, get y'all some Tussie.
All right,
so there's this big topic right here. And I was on Facebook and I was scrolling and I brought this up to Keeks. So check this out. It goes like this. A man is supposed to be a provider. If you split in bills 50-50 with your man and y'all are staying together, that is not your boyfriend. He's your roommate. And a girl said, a young lady said, I keep telling y'all these younger men get it. They're looking to break the curse and I love it. Go Kings. Okay. Then a guy said, women love to share this, but don't realize that the man is the lead in your pose to follow. So that within itself sparked a debate on that.
But you can't. This ain't the 50s and 40s no more. Like, back then, yes, he was the provider. Women couldn't fucking open bank accounts, get jobs back then. They were taking care of home. Of course, the man, he's the provider. He's exactly. bringing home the green. It's your job as a stay-at-home wife, clean the house, have dinner cooked, blah, blah, blah. If you both are working 40-hour jobs, working 40 hours per week and you're both working, why the fuck is he paying all the bills? So what are you doing? I'm just saying, he's paying all, y'all both are working y'all asses off, but he got to pay all the bills and you ain't got to do shit? I don't think that's fair.
Right.
I don't think that's fair.
So what is this logic?
I don't see nothing wrong with 50-50. Well, he can pay the rent and you can get the utilities.
Okay, so check this out. So a young lady said, men, is this a young lady or a young man? It's a young lady. I'm sorry. I was just saying it because I couldn't see the picture. That's all. people name their children anything now, male and female, be any damn thing. Mm-hmm. Be meeting Ashley and Patricia's and they both men. We're moving right along. She said, men are also the providers meant to provide a roof, food, utilities, women nurture, cook, clean, take care of the household. Men want women to work full time, go half on bills, cook, clean, and raise the kids, while men do what? Work and stuff dick down your throat. Oh, and don't dare have an opinion or say anything in the place that you paying half the bills at. And she told the guy, you make me laugh. He came back and said, who are these men? I just want her to be my piece. And if he is doing the three F's, as my moms would say, fucking you, financing you, and feeding you, he shouldn't hear a damn thing, but that don't happen.
For one, why is it this stereotype that men aren't supposed to cook, clean, and help with the kids? If y'all both are working 40 hours per motherfucking week, he can pay the mortgage rent, you get the utilities, y'all both should be cooking, y'all can rotate on that shit, y'all both supposed to take care of the kids, he ain't supposed to sit on the couch and do nothing while you take care of the kids. What the fuck kind of man are you with?
Right.
Why are you the only one cleaning? Why is he not cleaning up?
She may clean better than him.
She's supposed to clean! What the fuck? Yeah. Why are you in a relationship where you both are working your asses off and all he's doing is coming home, sitting on the couch, watching TV and paying bills and fucking you? Yeah, you got to clean up, wash the kids, do this, do that, and work. If you want the man to pay all the bills, keep a roof over your head, and feed you, that, and you don't put in, and you're saying you're supposed to clean the house, cook, and what? That's a stay-at-home mom. You don't need to be working because you can't do both. That's overwhelming. I mean, yeah, people do it, especially single moms and shit. But if you got a man and you want him to do everything, you just need to be a stay-at-home mom and just take care of the house while he do everything. But if y'all both are working y'all asses off, it should be 50-50. He should be cleaning while you cleaning. He should be cooking and you cooking. He should be the same attention you give him to the kids, he need to give to the kids.
Well, especially if he don't want stuff on the menu.
Exactly.
So... it sparked a debate on his timeline.
What the fuck kind of logic is that men are supposed to just provide and then fucking sit on the couch and do nothing? If I'm working too, you better get your bitch ass up off that goddamn couch and help me out.
Right. So this moved into another debate. And it was like, the guy come back and he was like, so I'm post. He got this thing with posed. He's from the South, so he posed. I posed.
He posed too.
That's what he keeps saying. He posed. He said, so I'm posed to provide for her, pay the bills and all that jazz, and still hear her bullshit. Hell and no. And he was like, and on top of that, in today's day and age, you can provide everything for a female and she still get the short end of the stick. And the girl was like, it's not always bullshit. Gotta listen. Also gotta put some responsibility on yourself for the type of woman you choose. He was like, you're right with the responsibility and not always bullshit, just a solid 75% of the time. So... I just think some people have this hard understanding in today's age and time because of the woman being so independent now. The woman being able to go into the business and make more money than her husband. You know what I mean?
But my thing is, if y'all are a union and y'all are together, okay, now if you're making $17,000 a year and your ass bring home $80,000, he ain't doing nothing to try to make more money than what the fuck he making. Yes, that's a motherfucking problem. But if y'all are both in a union and he's Probably bringing home 80 a year. You just so happen to be bringing home over 100 grand. It shouldn't.
But what if he's only making 17? What's wrong with that? You making 80,
17,000 a year. But you're making McDonald's. 80. Right. But, so I mean, you're the provider. So that means he should be.
Why is that?
What? Well, oh, remember... Why is 17,000 a year an acceptable relationship? For what?
No, wait, no,
you can make it. You can make it. No, you can make 17 a year. But if you're not doing stuff to make bring home more than that, move up and like, cause 17,000 a year, let's be real. What the fuck are you doing?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So at 17,000.
This is vice versa too, because women making that.
He's making 17,000. You're making 80, right? Okay. And both of y'all are working hard.
What is he doing though?
He's
17,000. You know how much a month that is? He's a cashier. There's nothing wrong with being a cashier.
Melissa. He's just, but listen, this is just what happened. That's just what happened.
It's $1,400 a month.
That's just what happened. All right. Let me help him out.
All right.
He lost his job.
That's different. He's trying to do something.
He lost his job 2 years ago, okay? Right. Wait, we talked. Come on.
Go ahead.
And now, you know, this is okay.
Right.
Can you still come home, cook?
You doing this with me. I'm not doing this by myself, bro. I'm not going to be the only nigga.
So what's
cooking.
Wrong with him making his little 17?
There's nothing wrong. My thing is, if you're making 17 grand a year, and you preach about this shit all the time. So,
I don't play that shit. Go ahead.
If you're not trying to better yourself and make more money than that, what are we doing?
No, you got to ask them what is they doing.
Right. But what are you doing in the relationship still being better? So, same thing for men with women who don't want to make money. Unless the agreement in the relationship was, I'll take care of you, XYZ, but, I mean, come on. 17,000 a year. I don't know if they bring up that number, but that's low. That's low as shit. That's about $7 an hour.
All right, let's say that's what y'all making. Y'all live down in South Carolina, Georgia.
For 17 a year, and then...
Yeah, he's still making 17, you make 80.
Listen, that is not a lot of money, 17,000 a year.
But you make it 80.
Right.
But so why you were right here 17?
Because we can make more, we can bring more home if you
but
get
what's
more.
What's wrong? What's wrong with what
it's
you have?
There's nothing wrong with it, but my thing is, if you for 10 years straight gonna just make 17 and you don't want more, you don't even want to jump to 25,000 a year? You don't want 30,000 a year? You don't want 32, my nigga? Why we gotta stay at 17?
So
why we gotta stay
so,
in? Why we gotta do that?
That will end the relationship.
If you don't want to grow.
What if it's the dream girl?
Whose dream job is to make 17? You can't even get approved for a motherfucking home loan in Maryland. You gonna get approved for what, $50,000? That's a condo, a beat up ass condo in fucking Baltimore.
Right,
shit.
Okay. Definitely going to Baltimore real quick.
Fuck yeah, they sell them row houses for fucking 30 grand.
So it's like, no, the end of the relationship. Because at this point,
this is my thing. We are in 2020 now. This is not 30s, the 40s, the 50s. All that men being a provider, providing a roof, paying for every goddamn thing, giving you all the gifts, and the only gift you can give him back is some motherfucking socks and pussy.
Let me tell you about some socks and pussy. They warm, ain't they? So they keep you warm now.
No, but I just hate that they always throw that out there that the men... is supposed to pay all the bills and spoil you, protect. Yes, he's supposed to provide, protect, do the whole nine. But again,
based on what the Bible says,
this is 2020.
And we don't live by the Bible in 2020.
Shit, Christians don't even live by the Bible.
Okay. Listen, this is the Bible. I think nobody live by the damn Bible. Just said, people, damn the Bible.
People pick and choose what they want to go by in the Bible. So that's why.
It's like,
y'all both are working 40-hour jobs and y'all have kids, y'all are married, and y'all are together,
and you make 80.
Listen.
So I mean, technically, you got
$97,000.
It's almost $100,000.
Wait, this is the thing. So you making 80, right? What, men supposed to be providers, protectors, all that shit? Put the food on the table. Why you ain't supposed to pay nothing? So if you were the man, he making $17,000 a year, then $1,400 a month, $700 every 2 weeks, and taxes ain't even hit that shit yet.
So, you can still use his money to buy.
He's supposed to provide and protect. So how he gonna pay the mortgage?
Okay, so maybe the mortgage ain't wanting him in the agreement. Maybe the mortgage was your bill because you were able to pay the mortgage. Okay,
I don't even know what's going with this.
Okay, well, we gonna get there. I don't know where you're going, but the agreement. I don't know where you're going, but we gonna get there.
No,
your agreement was to pay the mortgage, so right. I understand what you're saying. That $17,000 is kind of fucked up. $1,400 a month. So you say he got to buy food and shit. So you know, you use his income to go buy the food, you know?
No, but at that point, y'all have agreed to split the bills. The thing was, if you're splitting the bills, he's a roommate, not a man.
That's what.
And then they saying men are supposed to provide. So what if you making more than him? So are you supposed to pay all
the bills? At $80,000, your household income is $97,000.
So y'all splitting. Okay. I mean, technically, you paying the majority, but.
Y'all going 60-40.
70-30.
That sounds a little better, right? 70-30.
It's not. It's fucked up to say. I just, overall, you can't in 2020 say men are supposed to pay all of the fucking bills.
But you have some relationships that are able to work that way, where the woman can make the money and be the provider, and it's not a problem.
No, I'm saying the men. This post was about men supposed to pay everything. They're supposed to buy all the food. They're supposed to pay all the utilities, the phone bill, the cable, the house note, mm-hmm. or rent if you're renting.
Right.
The car note.
We can't pay.
He's supposed to pay everything. And you ain't supposed to pay nothing. But you working 40 hours a week. Right. But you ain't supposed to pay nothing. He's supposed to pay everything.
Yeah.
So what's yours is yours and what's his is yours. Is that how the relationship is going?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that $17,000 will show you how fucked up it is.
You motherfuckers will be on the air mattress. If she leave it to him. But no, I believe if y'all both are working your asses off and y'all working 40 hours a week or 35, it don't matter what the fuck y'all both working your asses off. I don't see nothing wrong with splitting the bills. Like I said, he can pay the house note and the rent. That's majority of it. And you can pay the utilities.
So he's got the $17,000.
No, that's we out the window with the salaries.
Okay.
We out the window with the salaries. But okay. If y'all are just together and y'all both working our asses off,
right.
I don't believe he should be the only one putting up on bills.
Right.
No. He can pay the majority of them.
Okay.
If that's y'all agreement.
But see, that's the old way of thinking. That's the whole thing.
What, him paying for everything?
Right.
That's why I said it's 2020.
It's 2020. At this point in time,
back then, women
yes.
were the ones taking care of the house, right. cooking the meals, raising the kids exactly. while he was working. And that's why they keep saying men are supposed to pay for everything.
Right, and that's why
it's not like that nowadays. But see, and that's why
these women need to allow these men to touch into who they are, because this will have more men being able to be that stay-at-home dad and be able to be more hands-on with his fucking kids, because he doesn't feel that he needs to make sure that he's out here working hard and shit to provide, because you run around here, nah, this thing is better maybe making more money than me every month. I'm out of it, twin. No, that's not what you're saying. What you need to do is uplift your man, because your man might be the one to be able to sit in the house, take care of the kids, cook, clean, keep everything nice and straight. Yeah. And when you come in here, still beat you the fuck down.
Yeah, or like 50-50.
Or 50-50. But it's like, it's 2020.
Hell, it's nothing wrong with splitting
bills. It's women, man. Men, women, man. Like, right. Shit. You got some polygamy.
So, okay. So, since we go, so if y'all got If it's two women together, so who's the provider? The protector?
That's a conversation that needs to be had.
If it's two men, who's the provider? Who's the protector? Who's the one who's supposed to cook, clean, and you know what I'm saying? If this is how a relationship's supposed to go,
it's gonna have to be a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah.
Or something.
Transgenders. The man who wants to be, you know, I mean, who says he's a woman, and the woman who says she's the man.
I mean, shit should just come naturally.
Like, y'all should be able to work as a fucking team. It shouldn't be no, you need to do this, and if you don't do this, you're not a man. No,
it's, but obviously, if I clean better than you, and I see I like my cleaning better than you, I'm going to clean.
I'm the one that's going to do the cleaning. So since I'm cleaning, your ass cook.
But if you can't cook, and I understand,
man, like, we can do this together. This quality time too. As a couple. Well, we can cook together.
But you know, I'm a control freak. Jeez. I'm not going to eat just anything.
I didn't see that. That's why I said cook with him.
I'm like,
y'all can cook together. He can make the sides, or she can make the sides. You cook the, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all be like, I don't know about that. You do what you do. Who eating that? You cook that for you.
Fuck that.
But what I'm about to eat?
He the slaves in the kitchen to try his best. Look, to cook
what
him.
Big Mama said.
Your ass gonna order DoorDash. You ain't
period.
Shit.
What we were on? What was we on? Shit, Big Mama's house, and it was Sherry. I got some turkey neck, and she was like, "Oh, Big Mama, that's okay." She was like, "Uh-uh, you gonna eat this?" And she threw the plates. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
You don't watch Big Mama. You watch Big Mama.
I ain't watched that movie. Oh my god!
She took the turkey necks out to play because he was in that woman damn body. Didn't know what the hell she had in the refrigerator. He went. He's like, all right now. And he cooked, and it was a mess. But it's 2020, so shit is different. So I feel like each individual. I mean, if you come from the old school and that's where you're still at, if that's how it works for you.
But they want to bring up that part of the old school, but they don't want to bring up everything that happened in them old school ass relationships. Like men dogging them motherfucking women out.
Beating the shit out of them, leaving them at home, beat up and pregnant.
She can't do shit. Like I said, back then, cheating. In the 40s,
you got
not only was
families.
It segregation, but you couldn't, women couldn't go out and open bank accounts, get hell these no. six-figure jobs and all the other shit.
Man, where's your husband? Do he know you're here?
You that's your woman in back. The 40s working construction. You see that shit nowadays.
Yeah.
But
they
couldn't do, you could, women couldn't do back then what they could do now. Some women prevailed and did what the fuck they had to do, but not all of them, because technically this stigma wouldn't be in the fucking air that men are supposed to do every fucking thing. And women are supposed to just be the cook and the clean.
And provide everything.
So I'm telling you this, I ain't cooking no motherfucking meal every night.
Well, shit, you don't even know how to cook.
Look, I can cook, motherfucker. I just can't cook everything.
Okay, that's right. Period. You cook what you like, eat. Ain't it right?
Exactly.
Okay?
Shit.
Shit. So y'all, I think we have had a good time here with the Keeks. And Tony P.
Discussing all kinds of shit.
This shit has been wild. This has been one soul train ride, child. Let me tell you something. You know what? We're going to just end on that.
Basically.
Bye.